developing sustainable energy technology for remote villages. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Ever since researchers in Alaska began field testing small hydropower systems that generate electricity with a turbine submerged in a river, they've had to deal with such real-world setbacks as the generators getting hammered by logs carried along in the river's current. That's what happened in Yukon River testing at Ruby in 2008 and Eagle in 2010. But Jeremy Casper with the Alaska Center for Energy and Power says lessons learned from those tests helped researchers develop a structure called a debris diverter to protect the generators.
It's a big step forward. I think it really opens up a lot of opportunities that kind of had shut the door, you know, after Ruby and Eagle.
Casper and his team working at a test site in Enana are now focusing attention on other problems that have held back development of hydrokinetic systems, which hold the promise of providing renewable energy to remote communities and offsetting the cost of generating power with expensive diesel fuel.
The real issue is technological. You know, we got to get over these technological hurdles. And then we can start driving down the cost of energy.
Most of those hurdles were cleared before the field tests in the Power Systems Integration Laboratory, a facility at the University of Alaska Fairbanks managed by the Alaska Center for Energy and Power, or ACEP.
We see ourselves as kind of the last stop for technology before it can go for a long-term test deployment.
Mark Mueller-Stoffels directs ACEP's Power Systems Integration Program, which tests systems that generate electricity from such renewable energy sources as hydro, wind, and solar, and then helps develop technologies to integrate that power into remote communities' microgrids.
By troubleshooting a lot of the R&D issues in the laboratory controlled setting, we can create the worst case conditions and see how the system interacts with the typical components of a grid.
Mueller-Stoffels says hydrokinetic technology developed in Alaska's rigorous conditions will help researchers design durable systems that can be used worldwide. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.